celebration of 80 years of funeral service to the community of Victoria, this is Chapter 3 of the Tobin Story. Following Leo James into the company as second-generation members of the family were Fonce's son Des, Kevin's son Geoffrey, Michael's son of Tom, Fonce's third son Gavin, and Kevin's sixth son Hugh. The death of Tom Tobin in 1969 and his brother Leo T less than a year later not only brought to a close a most significant chapter in the Tobin story, it signalled a changing of the guard, which saw Leo J, Des and Geoffrey Tobin become board members. Des Tobin recalls that as it prepared to enter its 36th year, the company took a new direction.
At that time, Catholic funerals represented probably about 85 or 90% of the funerals conducted by the company at the time. Any advertising that was done, that were made, were geared to the Catholic market, which meant that 100% of the advertising budget was being directed towards to 25% of the population, and that didn't make really good business sense. So after consulting with some advertising people and others, we embarked on what became really the first electronic media campaign conducted by a funeral director. And we chose the tack of offering an information booklet to people. We also figured that for more information was needed about funerals and that this was a good way to get forward the company name. So there were thousands of these booklets distributed over a period of several years. And I think that really enhanced the Tobin brand and began to create a situation where the Tobin brand was not just simply seen as Catholic, where it had been up until that day.
The 70s was a decade of growth for Tobin Brothers. New branches were opened in Frankston, Noble Park and Glenroy, and the company also acquired the well-respected A.W. Padbury Funerals. Established at Kew in 1859, Padbury's had branches in Doncaster and Ringwood, which both became vitally important chains in the expanding Tobin Brothers branch network. In the next chapter of the Tobin story, Tobin Brothers Funerals becomes a pioneer in death and bereavement education.